Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Alan Grace, thank you so much for joining me. Dodgeball, not something you synonymously, I suppose, talk about when thinking about Kilkenny sports, but one that has obviously taken you full storm in the last few years. Talk to me firstly, before we get on to these World Championships, but talk to me about how you initially got involved with it.
So yeah, it was kind of shortly after COVID. I was living in Galway at the time, and it was just for something to do in the evenings. All of my friends that were living in Galway at the time had either went home because of the lockdowns or emigrated off to Australia further afield. So looking for something to do, I went on to Reddit and I found a post about things to do in Galway, and someone said dodgeball, and I said, that's really random. I was like thinking it'd be like what we would have done in primary school, and that's what everyone thinks when they go to dodgeball for the first time, apparently. But I went in and yeah, I just fell in love with it. There was like proper rules and call systems and everything, and yeah, 2.5 years later I've moved back home to Kilkenny, and now I'm playing with the Waterford team, which has been a lot of fun as well. So I didn't have to give up on playing dodgeball just because I moved away.
You mentioned that sort of like when you're growing up kind of playing it kind of just casually in a sense, because like it's one of those things that I feel like dodgeball is up there with rounders for kind of like when teachers don't know what sport to play, they just think we'll go with that now, because that's pretty universal. Like when you sort of started out doing it in Galway, were you surprised at how, I suppose, I don't know if intense is the right word, but how ingrained some of these people were into the culture of that from an early age?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I joined, I quickly learned that there was a league and there was actual teams all across Ireland. So there was Dublin, Waterford, Galway, Westmeath have since opened a club. Limerick have opened a club. Minute University, UCC have all now started opening clubs. So it has kind of grown over the last number of years, and there'd be leagues on every year where we play against each other, which is a lot of fun and can get quite intense. And yeah, I just couldn't get over from the start like how into it some of the members were. And like it was an actual sport. You know, it wasn't just throwing a ball at somebody, but there was like call systems. There was like drills we had to practice and get good at. There was a lot of skills in it that initially I didn't think were needed, but quickly into playing it, I realised how important they were and like how fun it was and how skillful you needed to be and challenging it can be as well when you're playing against others. Like there's people that are playing dodgeball for 10 plus years in some of these clubs that have been playing on the Irish team for many different competitions. Like they're fully in it and they're very, very good at it. And it's lovely to be able to play against them because I get to learn then off of them from playing against them as well.
And like for people listening who think, oh, like, you know, it's got its own league and all that, maybe it's not that big in Ireland, maybe aren't as good at it. Just for perspective, like the WDBF, the World Dodgeball Federation, out of the 61 countries that are ranked professionally through that, Ireland is 10th on the list, which is just crazy to think about that we'd be as good as that. And then if you even look at it a little bit more and you look at the island of Ireland, Northern Ireland is 14th overall. Like, it is kind of amazing to think that like something that's so low key in Ireland is arguably on the world stage in quite a good standing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy. Because we still consider it such a small sport in Ireland, but then obviously when we go to these international competitions, our teams are so well trained and so diligent that we end up performing quite well and most recent competitions over the years.
I know the US are top at the moment. Like, is that a different level? Have you come up against them yet or even seen them play? Or
Personally, I haven't seen them play. I've just seen clips online of them. But I've heard from people that have played against them over the years that they are, like, they're just on a different level altogether. They're a different playing field.
Talk to me, what's the difference? Because I was looking at this and I suppose to people probably, they think dodgeball, they think a court, they think balls, and then that's about it. Like, but it's foam and there's what's the other one?
Cloth.
And cloth, yeah. Like, what is the differences between those?
So, in terms of the actual ball, you have a foam ball, which is really soft, and then you have a cloth ball, which would be a bit more firmer. In terms of the layout then of the court, for cloth ball, there'd be 5 balls on the court. There'd be 2 on the left, 1 in the middle, and 2 on the right. In foam ball, there's 6 balls, 3 on the left, 3 on the right. Your throwing systems would be a bit different as well. In cloth ball, you can kind of go up closer to the opposing team that you're throwing at. There's the throwing line, whereas in foam ball, which is the type of dodgeball that I play, we can only go up as far as the middle line of the court. So you have to have a bit more power in your throw, a bit more strength in your throwing, and but your accuracy needs to be better as well. In terms of play, there be 20 minute halves in cloth that's broken up into 3 minute sets. In foam, it's just a continuous for 20 minutes. So once the set ends, it's just straight away reset and start again. So they're kind of there to be the main differences between the two.
And I know we were talking a bit off air about this upcoming World Championships, which we want to talk a little bit on, the 11th iteration of the competition out in Bangkok and Thailand this time around. 40 members of the Irish team are going to be heading over. Is that with a breakdown of, I suppose, men, women and mixed in both of those grades then?
Yeah, so men, women and mixed teams in both cloth and foam dodgeball. There'd be approximately 40. It could be slightly more, slightly less, but ballpark figure around 40. And there's actually six of us from Waterford this year that have been selected for the Irish team. So there'll be six of us heading over to Bangkok to play with the foam team this year in both men, mixed and women's.
And how do you, I suppose, get, I suppose, scouted in a sense for the Ireland team? Is it just like, I don't know, do people show up to those league matches and then say, oh, well, I like the cut of him or the cut of her, and say they're going to be on the Ireland team, or how does that work?
So basically there's the IDBA, the Irish Dodgeball Association, and they will organise open training sessions. So anybody that's playing dodgeball with their local clubs, being at Galway, Waterford, Dublin, can attend these open sessions to train with the Irish team and kind of, yeah, see what it's like to train at that international level. So for foam dodgeball, we did six open training sessions. And after the sixth session, then the coaches went off and they selected who they'd want to bring along to Bangkok. And then when you got the invite, then the next training sessions up from now until December are all closed sessions. So it's only for the people that have been selected to head over to Thailand. That'll be at these next training sessions. So it was a bit of word of mouth from the IDBA coming to our chairman of our clubs to say, we have open sessions coming up for foam and cloth. We welcome anyone to come and give it a go. And then after the open sessions, then it was the closed sessions going forward up until the competition.
It must be exciting when you kind of find out that something that you only kind of started 2 years ago, you're now going to be representing your country in an international tournament. Like, what was it like when you got that kind of, when you heard word that you were going to be doing that?
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I never expected myself, I was never big into sports as a child. I was more into like the arts and music and drama and all that kind of stuff. So sporting was never really an interest to me. I tried out hurling, I tried soccer, I tried football. It was never, wasn't for me. So yeah, to now say that I'm going across to Thailand to represent Ireland in a sport, I don't think if you told me that 3 years ago, I'd have believed you. So it's crazy in that sense, but it's very exciting as well.
Equally, I suppose we have to mention you have a fundraiser going on at the moment to raise funds for going over. That must be equally, I suppose, kind of, you know, nerve-wracking in a sense, because you have to recoup all this money up before going out in December. Like, and it is a very, you know, it's not cheap to go to Bangkok and like to compete in all this sense. You know, how has the, I suppose, reception been like so far? Because I think you've nearly $2,000 raised already for this trip.
So yeah, it's the reception so far has been fantastic. So because that dodgeball is that amateur sport and it's so small, it's so exciting being able to represent Ireland on the international stage. But also we have to self-fund everything. So our flights, our accommodation, vaccines, our gear, our kit, all has to be paid for by ourselves. So that's why I've set up the GoFundMe, and the other five people from Waterford Dodgeball have all their own GoFundMe set up as well. So yeah, it's just to dilute some of those costs and expenses that are going to be incurred from representing Ireland. But I wouldn't take away from, I wouldn't not do it. You know, that way, like, I would absolutely be going no matter what, because it's such an honour and a privilege to be able to say you're representing Ireland in anything, let alone dodgeball.
It's something as well, I know 2 years ago Ireland were at these World Championships as well. They didn't medal in any of the in the competitions. Is that something that I suppose has been in the forefront of your guys' mind now going out to that competition in Thailand?
Yeah, like, obviously we'd love to come back with some sort of medals to show our hard work, but I think it is still a privilege just to be able to go in the first place and get to play against these fantastic players from all around the world, getting to meet new people, getting to play against fantastic players in the sport. We'd obviously love to come back and say we got a medal and we got somewhere, but yeah, we'll, like, our trainings now will be very intense going forward for the next couple of months in preparation for this, in the hopes that we can get to that level for the competition.
Final question, can you dodge a wrench?
No, but I can dodge a ball.
Absolutely. Alan Grace, thank you so much for joining me. Those competitions are on from December 5th to the 13th out in Bangkok and Thailand. We'll be sure to link, obviously, your GoFundMe and the other five lads that are going from Waterford on the podcast version of that. So if anyone's listening and they want to contribute in any way, they can absolutely go over there, and we'll also have it on our stories as well. Perfect. Thanks a million for joining me.
Thank you.